Hey, you guys, Daily Grind Day 77. I just finished my last book signing for the weekend. I don't have one till next weekend when I am in Calgary. But I didn't want to go today. Like, I'm gonna be so honest with you. There is times as an entrepreneur, like, where I don't want to do the things that I normally like doing or I enjoy doing or that I kind of have to do. Sometimes, like, the things that are your passion kind of end up feeling like work. And it just happens. Like, there's a lot of entrepreneurs I know. They're like, well, I know I should do this, or this is my job, but this is work. And it's because we forget to be grateful for the opportunity. Sorry, I'm exhausted, you guys. The whole still not wearing my own glasses is brutal. But essentially, we lose the gratitude that we're getting to, like, do things that we want to do. We chose to do it. And yeah, sometimes there's things we don't want to do, like our paperwork, or some people love doing their paperwork and hate talking to people, or like whatever the shipping, if you don't like going to Canada Post, whatever it is, making proposals, you got to find the joy in it because everything relates to something else. And so for me, it was going out. I was tired. I haven't been sleeping good, and ended up like, and I just kind of was starting to feel alone. Because when I go to a book signing, it's me who does the setup. It's me who takes the take down. It's me who drags everything to my car. It's me, like, trying to convince someone to watch stuff so I can go for a bathroom break if I'm not at a good location. And it gets exhausting sometimes, and it's just how it is. And I forgot to appreciate, like, there's a lot of people who write books and never get them printed or can never get into stores, or no one cares. And so I'm really blessed in that sense. And it's easy to forget it sometimes because we live in a world where it's always more, more, more. And so essentially I went, and I'm really glad I did because at first I was like, I don't want to be here. And it ended up turning out to be really good. I got to see some faces I hadn't seen in a while, and I got to have some really good, deep conversations. And I love talking to young people because they have, like, such a spirit and, like, almost ignorance about them, but, like, a happy bliss. And then, like, older people, I talked to a couple today that was married for, like, 42 years, and they have 21 or 22 grandchildren, and they were worried about, like, them suffering from depression. So they actually had started this family day, and that's why they were out. But they, like, take, like, a different sets of grandchildren every weekend. And I just thought, that's amazing, like, to really care like that. And there's people who care, and there's people who want to make a difference, and they want to know that someone else is doing it with them. They want to know they're not alone. So yeah, sometimes I'm tired, sometimes I'm grumpy, but it's going out there and doing what, like, is in my heart and what God has blessed me to do, and just taking it and rolling with it. So as an entrepreneur, on the days you don't want to do something, remember, whether you believe in God or universe or nothing, whatever it is, just remember that there's something out there that's blessing you with this opportunity and giving you grace and just really making you complete. So take it and grab it by the balls, for lack of better words, and roll with it. Even on the days where you just got nothing to roll with, just slightly grip them. Okay, well, have a good day, you guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.